The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 58. You can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 58.
其正闷闷其名纯纯其正察察其名缺缺祸兮福之所以福兮祸之所伏孰知其极其无正也正复为基善复为妖人之迷其日固久
When government policy is general and vague, the common people are honest and simple. When government policy is meticulous and severe, the common people become wily and crafty. Misfortune is what fortune leans on. Fortune is what misfortune hides under. Who knows the boundary? There is no absolute standard. Right can turn into wrong. Good can turn into evil. People have puzzled for a very long time.
是以圣人方而不割，廉而不贵，直而不肆，光而不耀。
Therefore, the sage is square but does not cut, incisive but does not hurt, direct but not unrestrained, brilliant but not glaring. As Lao Tzu has suggested before, everything lies along a spectrum. It's never completely good and bad, but somewhere along a range. Likewise, happiness and sadness may sound like polar opposites, but actually there are different shades along the way. Also, we must be careful not to leap to judgment that an event or action is wholly bad. That's a judgment we perhaps can only make in hindsight. There is a story which comes from around the time of the Han Dynasty. There was an old man who one day lost his beloved horse. His friends and neighbors came to express their sympathy, but the old man was quite sanguine about the situation. "You never know if this is a real misfortune," he said. A few days later, his horse returned with an even more beautiful horse. His neighbors came to congratulate him. "Who knows if this is good fortune?" he said. When his son saw the new horse, he took it for a ride, fell, and broke his leg. "Once again, who knows if this is misfortune?" said the old man. Shortly after, army recruiters arrived to summon his son to serve in the war. When they saw his broken leg, they let him stay at home. So you see, it's not always clear what is good and what is bad fortune. Lao Tzu starts his verse, however, with an observation on statecraft. It's one he has made before. Keep governance simple and the people will find their own way. Make it severe and the people will become crafty. One suggestion here is that it is better to encourage people to make their own decisions. If you make too many of them for the common people, they won't take ownership of the choice and won't buy into it. Also, as is often said, we have to make mistakes before we truly understand the correct path. Our philosopher, in the last stanza, has advice for anyone who would become a sage. Be sharp, but don't cut. Be pointed, but don't pierce. Be outspoken, but don't offend. Lead by example, but then let your audience decide for themselves. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.